We got some things to talk about, especially coming up. Again, it would be this week, later on this week, a public meeting to review hospital plans. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. On Thursday, the 19th at 5:30, we'll have a campus expansion meeting, essentially. You know, hospitals, I think it feels like hospitals are always in building projects, and we're no different. You know, that helps us support our patients and gives really state-of-the-art technology, and it gives us the ability to do what we need to do. And so here we are, creating two new spaces and technically three new spaces in the hospital to support that. So that'll be on Thursday at 5:30, and the architects will be there. We have three things happening. The first is a plant renovation, and so essentially they're bringing in a higher capacity some higher capacity machinery to be able to support the workflow, is the easiest way to say it. Mm-hmm. So that'll happen. That's kind of like the first phase. That's happening starting in March, April. And then this fall, we have two huge projects that are going to start happening. The first one is the McCook Clinic. We're really excited. You know, they're busting at the seams over there. And we actually have three new providers that'll start this fall. And we need a place for them to be able to see patients. And so down the hill on the west side of campus, kind of you'd be able to see it outside of the patient rooms on the west side of the campus, there will be a new McCook Clinic, which will be really exciting. That's going to start in the fall. And then the other thing that will happen on the east side of campus, so closer to where the current McCook Clinic sits, in the parking lot will be a new oncology center, so a cancer center, and that will house the current radiation oncology, which already sits there, and then medical oncology will move there, and then outpatient injection infusion will move out there.
Wow, it's a big project.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be really big. We're really excited, and this meeting is just like the first step in getting the funding to be able to build what we need to build to support patients.
Community Hospital President CEO Troy Bruns will be kind of leading the way there on Thursday.
Yeah, him and the architects. We have Emergent Architecture out of Omaha area, and so they'll be the kind of the project leaders. Blake Bethel, who's our project leader, he project led on Roots. Lori Beebe is the vice president that's over support services, so over those departments. So she'll probably be there. But yeah, it'll be kind of a group of people. Mm-hmm. Probably most of our vice presidents. But we invite the public. You know, it impacts all of us. And if you've ever been to the clinic for any reason, you know, either walking into convenient care or you actually see a provider out there regularly, this will impact you for good. I mean, in the immediate, it won't matter to the McCook Clinic folks any, but there will be some changes. But it's going to be really impactful to our whole community, and we're really excited about it. So if you're interested, our staff, if you're interested, that's the day to figure out what we're talking about.
5:30 start time, right?
Yep. It's just a short 1 hour meeting. It's not a ton of time.
Also, you had a release on the Health Foundation and the successful completion of a cancer care matching challenge.
Yeah, that started at the Concert for Healthcare in October. Mm-hmm. Dr. George, who is our medical oncologist, he said, hey, if I give $10,000, can we get a match? And we were like, heck yeah, we can. And so we started it then at the Concert for Healthcare, and just slowly kind of collected money. In November, we ran a No Shave November campaign where we raised about $800 there. And so we were able to match it. And then the foundation went above that and gave more on top of it. So at the end, we were able to raise about $80,000, which is really, really cool for cancer care, kind of lots of pieces in cancer care, obviously. Two really cool programs that were one program and one support that we're offering is we had 11 or 12 physical therapists go through a cancer exercise program. And so, you know, in previous years, cancer care is so hard, is so impactful to those cancer patients. And so it was like rest, relax, drink lots of water. And now they're finding that cancer patients should be doing some exercise and kind of getting themselves out there to just keep their strength. And so our PT program, our physical therapists and an occupational therapist and then a buddy who's our oncology director. They went through this program and basically became certified exercise specialists for cancer care, which is really cool. We call the program Rebuilding You. So essentially we're helping you stay strong and build you up to be able to handle your treatments better. So that's happening. And then we're working with Ashley Donovan over at my mind just blanked. She has a hair salon, mm-hmm. and we started a Restoring You initiative. Essentially, we pay for her services one time mm-hmm. to help you get a wig fitted. Now, the patient pays for the wig, the care, the upkeep, those kinds of pieces. But Ashley has been so generous to say, hey, this is a passion project for me. I want to see women people who feel really good about themselves and want to help them get back to that. And so she's offering this service to support our cancer patients. And so that's been a really cool program. So those are two things that Dr. George's match and that $80,000 will go toward.
I know this is February is national, and every month should be this National Cancer Prevention Month going on throughout the month of February.
Yep. It's a, you know, every month can be something for cancer mm-hmm. specifically, but you know, we talk about all the ways that you can prevent cancer, getting the lung cancer screenings. You know, we do those at the hospital, and we're here to support our patients. And so whatever we can do, you know, screenings and those kinds of things help us help you be a healthier person at the end of the day.
Along with Heart Month.
Yeah, this is Heart Month. We actually sponsored one of the McCook Bison games, the one on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we had our cardiac rehab team there. And, you know, their job is really important. Basically, after the situation happens, they're there to kind of get you rebounded and help you get support and work through, you know, your heart issues so that you can be healthier at the end of the day. And then we do have seven providers that come to town every single week. One or two come every week. And their job is, they come out of like Lincoln and Omaha mm-hmm. and Kearney and kind of everywhere. And their job is to make sure that our patients' hearts are healthy. And so that is a really, you know, we talk to other small hospitals that are like ours, and they don't have that kind of care. We're so fortunate to have seven different providers come to community hospital every single week to support our patients in their hearts. And they're coming from Bryan Health and, you know, the big names. And that's really, really a cool program that we can offer. And we're excited to share them this month.
One other note here, right at the end of January, the hospital employees raised nearly $60,000 to support patients and care across the region.
Yeah. That's a foundation thing also. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, we donate, the staff donates some of their paycheck every pay period to support the Health Foundation. And they don't have to, but we were able to get to $60,000 as a staff this year, which is really cool. And, you know, essentially that pulls out like $250 a paycheck to go to the foundation, and we're able to donate that way. And that was their release on that. And it's super cool that I think what it speaks to is that our people stand behind it enough that our region should too. You know, our people believe in it, and we go every single day and we show up and we're there for patients, and we believe in the mission of the foundation, which is to support patients and to support the hospital. And, you know, that money goes toward getting patients home if they get to the hospital and can't get back home, supporting them with the initial talkings of a wig. You know, anything it brings in tons of new technology. The foundation has bought so much technology in the last, even since I've been here in 3 years. You know, almost every other month I'm putting out a release about a new piece of technology that the foundation has bought, from vestibular goggles that help with dizziness to in radiation oncology, we have these cameras now that are in the vault with the linear accelerator. And so basically what those cameras do is they watch you lay there. And even if you take a really deep breath and it kind of moves you, it stops the camera and the radiation so that it's not hitting the wrong spot and then goes back moving. And so, you know, those kinds of things are really cool and are really great things that we can add to what we do at Community Hospital.
And you just got done with a Caring Coffee right before week, and you have those every month, right?
Yeah, every month, the first Friday, or maybe the second Friday of every month, 10 a.m., we hang out. We have several staff members that show up. We invite the public. It's just a way that we can chat about what's going on, answer questions if the public has them. We have breakfast and coffee and just visit. And it's one of my favorite things that we do. We don't always have very many guests from the public, but you're always welcome. And we post about that. It tends to be, we have like signs that point you to the room it's in because it kind of moves. But it's in the hospital and, you know, we invite the public to come to those. We also have Healthy Connections. We skipped February. This month is we had very many student-led things come in this month. So we had Bison Days at the beginning of the month. And then next week we have Career Discovery Days where we have about 120 kids showing up and kind of learning about the hospital. And so because we had kind of a busy month there, we skipped Healthy Connections. But we will have one in March. Trisha Wagner will send out those postcards. If you're interested in being on the on that mailing list, her email is twagner@chmccook.org, and she'd be glad to take your email and kind of get you, you know, your address listed there. And we just send those out. We try to have them every month. Sometimes we don't, like this month, obviously. But we do try to have them every month. They're really important to our seniors. And we have a great time. We learn about all sorts of things. We had we did emergency management in 2025, and we brought in Mark Harpum and Julie Wilhelmson, who's our ER director. And we talked about, like, what happens when you call ER or 911. You know, what truly happens? Because you sometimes, if you never called it, you don't know what they need or what they're going to expect. And then also what happens when you get to the ER. And then they talked about what happens if we have to send you out or, you know, those things that you just, unless you've been through it, you just don't know. So that was a really great one. In December, we were supposed to have Dr. Caldwell. It ended up being Molly talking because he had a surgery situation that he had to deal with. But we still had a great time. We were at the senior center. We got to have a really great lunch there. And so we just try to jazz it up, bring good people in. Dr. Caldwell's our new urologist. He comes out of Sydney. And we'll get him back on the docket. And we're going to try to do a live with him so that he can kind of talk about some of the questions people had that they brought. And we just haven't gotten him on the calendar yet, but we're just working through. It's really important for us to share with our senior population the things that are hard or that they might face down the road. And so we love Healthy Connections. If you'd like to be on that mailing list, twagner@chmccook.org.
Any questions about anything, of course, at the Facebook page, you've got all over social media, website and everything. It's right there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. We try to be very open on our website, chmccook.org. We also have a Facebook page. We have a Instagram page. You know, we're everywhere.
Yes, you are.
And if you want to find out, if you're not looking, you're missing it. It's hard to miss. You know what I mean? We try to be everywhere. We post two times a day, if not more. And it, you know, we try to be as out there as we can, even being at the games. You know, that's really fun for us. But we're there because we want people to see that we support them from in their everyday walk of life. Trisha and her crew do the car seats. If you're interested in a car seat, having your car seat checked, you can check our Facebook page and our website. There's a QR code that you can fill out. Those have gone so well. We have babies that we're getting checks every single day. It's so important to keep our little babes safe on the road. And so our car seat techs are really doing a great job of getting that supported. So we just try to be as in the community as we humanly can. We're actually hosting May 21st is the first third Thursday of the year.
Okay.
And we're hosting that one. So that one's going to be fun. It's going to be all about We Are Healthcare. It's actually follows the week after Hospital Week and 2 weeks after Nurses Week. And so we're going to basically highlight all of the healthcare pieces, not just for Community Hospital, which is obviously tons, but in our region, you know, the EMTs and EMS squads and the mental health facilities outside of Community Hospital and, you know, just anyone, the public health departments, any group that is, you know, involved in healthcare. we would love them at the table because it bringing us, we feel like we have to fill the gap. It's not enough to say, you know, you guys come to the hospital, hit us up when you're out here. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
We have to fill the gap and we have to go to where the people are. So we're hosting that and that's going to be fun, May 21st. And we're just having a great time.
Shortly after May, we get into June. Yeah. We're going to be talking with Jessica Moore on the Pro-Am.
Yeah, Pro-Am will come in June. Yeah. That'll be good. I think it's the 6th.
You might be...
Nope, the 5th.
The 5th, okay.
Yep, it's the 5th, so that'll come down the road. I know they're already working on it. You'll start seeing stuff about that coming down the pike. And then Concert for Healthcare will be in October.
Yeah,
and they'll release that sometime in August, which is cool. And we're just rocking and rolling out there.